The WYSL stations bring you Jose Pio and Laval Lewis and your weekly dose of PCP. It's your hour of common sense with the politically correcting podcast and show. You get the
power to let power go. So loud this headphone was. Welcome to yet another episode. Let me tell you something here. I am fully aware that the Democrat Party is making it extremely hard every single day to stay a Democrat. Every single day, it seems like there is a new nonsense coming from my party that I just makes me shake my head and say, what am I doing?
You're speaking for yourself, obviously, right?
I'm speaking for myself here because I know that I go after Republicans quite a bit because, I mean, you guys are no better, let's be honest. I think both parties sucked, in my opinion. Both parties suck, but at this point, you guys have a very good... you guys can at least say that you're not celebrating Trans Visibility Day on freaking Easter.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, come on. And now the county, and this is the thing. It's one thing if it's like local versus national or a national thing. They're just kind of trying to appease people. And locally, we're like, yeah, that's a little crazy here. No, no, no. We got Adam Bellow and the Monroe County Democrats and Joe Morelli all getting on board saying, calling out. And of course, you know, Bob Lonsberry to me is a friend of mine. Obviously, it's a competing station, so we won't go into that. But. When he posts about this being a Christian holiday and the Democrats screenshot him and posted saying that he's freaking being crazy and a bigot, I got to sit there and say, well, when they say, you know what they said was that this day has been a national holiday. It has been celebrated nationally. I'm sorry, not nationally, worldwide since 2010. I looked it up. That is BS beyond BS.
Gaslighting you?
Yeah, it was some random person decided in Michigan to make March 31st a trans day. And the United States didn't even recognize it until Joe Biden got into office and made the White House the gayest White House we've ever had, besides when Obama was in, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's not that hard to sit there and say, look, all right, this is inconvenient. The day that it falls on is really bad. This is what we're going to do. We're not going to light up the freaking New York City skyline with gay colors to celebrate Trans Day on Easter. All right? That's not what we're going to do. What we're going to do is we're going to put these colors up there, and they're going to represent whatever it is you think it represents. All right? If you're trans, go ahead and believe it represents trans. If you're an Easter bunny loving person, it represents the eggs that you're going to have your kids go look for. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is you want to represent. But then we got Kathy Hochul jumping on board saying every New York City, you know, business that's lighting up the skyline, you got to make it a trans day. Yeah. When back, what, not that long ago, a couple decades ago, they put crosses up on the sky. On the, I'm kind of blown away,
dude. Yeah, you're really, I don't know, I guess... By you having this point of view, you are saying that you don't appreciate trans or the gay community. So you're against them all because you don't agree with this move that our commander in chief has said. And or done. Let's say he said anything, but he's done it. And then within just, I don't know, every Democratic leader from Adam Bellow down to Hochul, everyone else said, yes, we all recognize this. Did they plan this ahead of time?
No. They bow to the trans god is what it is.
Yeah.
Which in is my opinion.
It's got to be a guy who's up at the top of this list of trans.
Well, it's got to be movement. A guy that converted to a girl.
Yeah. It's got to be a king trans guy.
Got to be.
Got to be RuPaul. RuPaul is the one.
No. Can't be RuPaul.
It has to be RuPaul. She's the longest standing and most successful tranny in the world.
Yeah, but RuPaul never got a Bud Light deal.
He got Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its?
He's got a Cheez-It deal.
Black people do love Cheez-Its.
He's right on that cover, man, of Cheez-Its. So
I don't know if they do that.
Very, very successful. And very weird, though, how it fell on, like, just be aware. Like, you had to see, like, ooh, like, and he's a Catholic, right? Isn't he?
Allegedly.
He's supposed to be one.
And that's the thing that Democrats are saying right now. It's like, all right, but you guys are claiming that, you know, Trump is a Christian and he's over here selling Bibles for $60. I don't know if you guys have ever been to a Bible bookstore, but Bibles are expensive. Yeah, $60 for a Bible is pretty in line. I would say $50 is a regular price for a Bible nowadays. You can buy a cheap one, obviously, but I'm not going to fault the guy for freaking selling Bibles. I think it's kind of ridiculous, in my opinion. I think that's stupid. Yeah. I think the sneakers thing is pretty cool.
I think that's dumb.
I'm not going to buy them.
That's stupid.
I'm not going to buy them.
That's just stupid.
And but the people guy bought them because they're collector items.
Yeah, and the guy on Fox News said, yeah, this is his way to appeal to black people because they love sneakers too.
I think he's just...
I'm just stupid. Like, why?
I think he's just appealing in multiple different ways to whatever community. Now, they had a video of him trying to, you know, mouth sync the Lord's Prayer. I don't know. I don't even know the Lord's Prayer. And anyone can sit there and say, oh, you're not a true Christian if you're not, if you don't know the Lord's Prayer by heart. Look, I never said I was a true Christian, all right? I'm a believer. That's what I am. You can't put me into any labels.
You say the traditional Christians... I think that's probably more accurate.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, you're more old school. You're more by the book. You would be the one that would willingly accept, you know, some guy giving his daughter away at the age of 16 or something like that. That's what they did back in the day, right?
I would assume. Man, you really just threw that one out there. I have no idea where I stand on that one.
But that's what they did back, the traditional Christians back then.
They were more like 13.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah. But what was funny is that over the weekend, I hung out. It was one of my friend's birthdays. Actually, we had talked about her. She's one of the people that lives in Avon who is a lesbian who... We said, oh, my God, you know, the suburbs or the outskirts are really anti-legitimacois. The entire group, I mean, I was the only dude. The entire group, those are my homies. They're all either lesbian or bi, right? And I said, all right, now that I'm in this group right here all at the same time, I got some questions about the legitimacois. And they're like, what is that? I'm like, the LGBTQIA, blah, blah, blah. And my question to them was, what is queer? What does queer mean to you? And the person to the right of me says, well, that's when a boy likes a boy. I'm like, well, that's gay. She's like, yeah. I'm like, okay. So then why isn't it gay? She's like, I don't know. I'm like, what do you consider yourself? And this is a female who's with a female. Mm-hmm. And she said, I consider myself gay. I'm like, right. She's like, I think if you just...
Isn't she supposed to be lesbian? Isn't it?
Yeah, but that's just another word for gay.
And so is queer.
And so it's queer.
But I thought queer was you're gay and you dress weird. You paint your hair like purple and gold.
No, you just call yourself a Democrat.
That is kind of queer. Yeah.
But the conversation went exactly like that. They were just along the lines of, look, you either like the same sex or you don't. It really, to me, it's really either you're kind of gay, maybe bi might be in there, but everything else was thrown out the window. They're like, you're either gay or you're not. Pick one.
Mark this day. This isn't April Fool's joke. Okay. I'm going to at least speak for the Democratic Party in this sense.
Oh, let's hear this.
They weren't always like this.
No.
And this isn't
Biden wasn't always like this.
No. Biden yesterday is like far right Trump today.
Right.
According to the new Democratic Party. And whatever Democratic Party this is, I hope they kind of go back to the roots. Not to the Jim Crow roots that they had.
Not the KKK roots?
Not the KKK roots. Maybe JFK-ish a little. Stay away from Lyndon B. Johnson. Go JFK-ish. Go like Dennis Kucinich, Tulsi Gabbard type. Get there. If they find those Democrats in this party, which I don't know where they are, because you're, you know, sending your shots at the Republican Party and trying to say we're the same. Not really. We do have some good leaders within the party that, you know, you hope people listen to them, like Rand Paul, you know, like Mark Johnson, Robinson down in North Carolina. He's a real strong potential candidate. I don't know about that.
He keeps telling people, oh, you know, put me back in the office. I'm going to go after Fauci. He has not done a single thing with Fauci.
He is ringing the alarm and raising the awareness. Yeah,
I'm tired of ringing alarms. He's still acting.
They call hearings. They have cross examinations.
Fauci, they leave it up for the public.
It's the public's responsibility to take things to the next step, and they have not.
Well, I just want to see Fauci behind bars. That's really all I want to see. That's the only outcome I expect from Rand Paul to go forward with. We'll be back right after this message. 346-3000. That should be the end of the gay trans talk for the radio show, maybe, depending on the callers. WYSL radio station with the politically correcting boys, Laval Lewis, myself, D. Jose Peel. We'll be right back.
The quality of life we deserve in truth and freedom, informed by our Constitution, our laws, and traditions, we need to pick the best leaders possible. Recent experience certainly illustrates that. Free and accurate elections are essential if we're going to restore our society and safeguard our rights. New York Citizens Audit is a volunteer, nonpartisan group which has been lobbying for open source audits of the State Board of Elections and reform of the electoral process statewide. Did you know Citizens Audit has uncovered over 1 million felony violations of election law? That in 2020, there were 625,000 more voter registrations than existing voting age citizens in just six New York counties, that there were 338,000 more votes cast than voters who voted. These are just a few shocking examples of the urgent need for reform. You can help. Visit auditny.com and learn the facts, how to volunteer, and make a difference in your community. Again, volunteer, donate, or spread the word. Start at auditny.com. That's auditny.com.
Youth for Christ Rochester needs to grow. Our kids are telling us they don't feel safe in their neighborhoods or rec centers, and they're asking us to be open more. And thanks to your support, we will. We're adding a weeknight and Saturday mornings to our basketball program. We're adding a second Arts Academy Friday night. And we're adding a second P31 girls class on Saturdays. But we need your help. $25 per month funds a kid for a year. Give your best gift to yfcrochester.org/donate.
Advertising on the WYSL stations is both affordable and effective, but it's so much more than that. When your business or professional practice has a presence on the Voice of Liberty, you connect with a patriotic, awake, and aware audience that cares about society, our families, our schools, our values, and our future. And our listeners appreciate you and respond. We can end the madness together. For truth and freedom, the WYSL stations, the Voice of Liberty. Call 346-3000 to advertise today.
Politically correcting.
Like we always do with this time. I go for mine. I get to shine. Now throw your hands up in the sky.
All right, we are back with Laval Lewis, myself, D. Jose Pio, and the Bobs. Got DJ Bob and Bobby D back there.
You definitely make me want to say pause every time you say Bobby D.
So the whole thing behind TikTok and wanting to, you know, put legislation through where 82% of Congress voted in favor of kind of getting rid of it as long as they get it out of Chinese hands. The whole reason behind that was because they felt as if, or they stated as if, our data was being used kind of against us, right?
Yeah.
China was going to get access to our data. This is the thing that really irks me, though. AT&T just announced on Saturday it is investigating another data breach involving the personal information of more than 70 million current and former customers leaked on the dark web. Now, according to information about the breach on the company's website, 7.6 million current account holders and 65.4 million former account holders have been impacted. That's a huge amount of people. They said the information included... are included in the compromised data set varies from person to person, but it could include social security numbers, full names, email and mailing addresses, phone numbers and dates of birth, as well as AT&T account numbers and passcodes. So tell me again why we're terrified of TikTok harvesting our data when every week there seems to be another data breach right here in our own country on these huge corporations that continue to grow with no freaking limits on how big they can get.
Yeah, it's lies. It's definitely lies. As according, you know, as far as you know, the government, and you see 80% of Congress actually agree on something.
Yeah.
Right. They agree on this right here. But then you dig a little deeper into the bill itself, the amount of powers that it extends to the president of the United States, to where you give the president power to use his discretion on deciding what is and what is not harmful.
Sole discretion.
Yes. Sole
discretion. The president.
The president. And we got a president that can't even think straight. So we're going to give this president sole discretion of deciding what is harmful and what could be pretty much a threat to, which they always use this threat to national security as a means to remove more of your constitutional rights of privacy. Like, that's the most important. That's one of the most important rights that we have. It's the right to privacy. And we're giving it to them under the guise of TikTok. But also, let's add a little more caveat to that, because there is a lot to be said about the propaganda that is being funneled through TikTok that certain groups, organizations, countries don't want us to kind of have access to disagree with some of their nefarious ways of controlling and destroying countries.
Right. I think that's more of the issue here, is that America wants to control the data themselves. It's not that they, obviously we know that Google has all our information. Facebook, Meta has all our information. We know that. We give it away every time we download a new app. There's the, terms and conditions that you just freaking scroll through like it's a lotto machine. Just scroll, click accept, not realizing or not even caring anymore that due to the Patriot Act, they have all our information anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, I don't know, me personally, I believe that maybe the internet was never really open and available to all of us to use without them gathering our information, because it was created by the government, mm-hmm. for the government, and then was released to the American public and then released to the world. What's to say that wasn't a scheme all in itself, where they were just using the internet to gather as much intel? It's the number one information gathering tool that a government could ever use is the internet. And then when companies started kind of giving us or started taking data and saying we're going to use this for ourselves, the government then comes with the Patriot Act and says, well, you can use the data, but we also still need access to that data.
Right.
And it just seems like they're only okay with the internet usage as long as they can control it. And as long as a company like Meta, like Twitter, when they can control that company as well as their data, they're okay with it. But then you got TikTok, where it's not American made, it's not American controlled, owned by a foreign entity, and 82% of them agree with that, but the 82% can't agree on the Lake and Riley Act, that when a freaking illegal immigrant comes into this country and murders somebody by bludgeoning them to death, that we should be able to send them back to their country immediately. Like, we can't agree on that.
Nope.
But we can agree on TikTok.
All day long.
It just, it really is just.
Well, we have to look and see what lobbyist controls whomever is in office. If 80% agree on something, that means there's a specific lobby that is controlling how these individuals vote.
Who do you think it is?
Well, the elephant in the room, they're always suspect number one, but there is a lot to be said about a lot of the content that's being pushed through TikTok. They have a problem with the youth and this situation over there in Gaza.
Who does?
The Israeli government.
Oh, I knew that was coming. You saw that, Bob?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that coming from a mile away?
Yeah.
I knew the with my glasses off. Come out.
Well, it is. It's unfortunately something that we kind of have to look at. I mean, just look, going back to the Patriot Act and what happened in 9/11. There's a lot to be said about who was involved in 9/11. And what did we get when 9/11 happened? We got the Patriot Act.
Wasn't there some dancing people on the bridge somewhere?
There were dancing Israelis that were captured. There were Israelis that were also captured on the George Washington Bridge, where they had a van and they found explosives in that bridge.
that information is no longer available on the interwebs, which, again, I believe the government still controls.
Yeah, well, there is also an individual who bought the World Trade Center 2 weeks before 9/11 happened, who also have ties and connections to Benjamin Netanyahu and Israeli government, and he cashed in on the insurance policy. And you know what? I just saw something where he actually owned this bridge as well that just got collapsed, and he collected insurance money.
No way.
Mr.
No way.
Larry Silverstein. Yes, again, crazy, crazy coincidences.
That. We got to get a fact checker on that one.
Go ahead, fact check
Where's
it.
Keith?
I saw
Where's
it.
Keith?
I hope it's not true. But again, it's the same players, the same actors, the same people that keeps pushing fear. And in return of this fear, we have to get rid of some of our civil liberties. And that is where we should draw the line as Americans. I don't care who it is. I don't care what country outside of the United States of America. Our civil liberties are not, they're not negotiable. They're not up for debate. And well, just not give them a little to take, you know, take away more.
They may not be negotiable, but they sure as heck are for sale. And in many cases have been sold already.
Yes.
Because of the lobbyist influence on members of Congress. It's absolutely huge.
On both sides.
On both sides, yes. But in particular, I mean, the typical suspects would be Ukraine and China.
Yeah. Well, they got a lot of money. There's a lot of money. Don't forget AIPAC, though. They're in there, too. They're all in there, too. Don't forget the military industrial complex, Boeing, those guys. You got the BlackRock, the Vanguards. I mean, for what they get paid, the salary for a congressperson, if they don't have first, but they have term limits and they have any type of outside money that they receive, it must be reported and looked over. And if they are getting money from outside sources,
that is what the majority of Americans all want. Not Democrat Americans, not Republican Americans.
Why can't we get
all Americans? And as soon as you tell, let's say Joe Morelli, let's have him on the show. Joe Morelli, you're more than welcome to come on the show because we're gonna have Greg Sadwick come on. That's for sure.
Do you think Joe would come on this show?
Hell no. No, okay, he's not gonna come on.
Okay.
Because they don't go on shows where they're gonna be held accountable. And this is the thing. I will hold both sides accountable. We held Peter on the show. I held him. You think you're going to be able to change this? You think you'll be able to do this? Mm-hmm. We had the Republican.
Marcassini.
We had Marcassini on here. Mm-hmm. And we hold him to the fire, both sides. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. We need to be looking at our political leaders, the ones we put into office, to represent all of America, not just the party that they belong to. And we all know that most people agree that there needs to be term limits in Congress, and we need to know where their money is coming from. They cannot be getting lobbyist money, period, point blank. I don't care if it's going through their wives' nonprofit. I don't want to hear none of that. There should be no lobbyists getting any money nowhere near a politician. Yeah. No LLCs in their family name. No 15 of them where there's money coming from Ukraine or China going through 15 different entities ending up in Joe Biden's grandkids' hands. All right. This is absolutely absurd for anyone to defend that and say, well, Donald Trump, it doesn't matter. Let's keep it to the point here. This is where I'm going to get angry again. The fact that so much freaking money is in our politics and these old ass people who don't even know how Facebook makes money are legislating our data and how companies can use it. It just boggles the mind. And I don't even care about the parties. I think both parties suck. If we had no parties, it'd be fantastic. But we have the system right now. And we need to hold the feet to the freaking fire. When Joe Morelli comes on, or let's just say it out here out loud, the fact that he has not supported term limits because he hasn't put nothing forward,
mm-mm.
The fact that he hasn't submitted anything to do with maintaining that lobbyist money stays out of congressmen's hands. The fact that there's nothing in place that says that congressmen and women cannot do insider trading is ridiculous when the vast majority of Americans are all for that.
My guy is a true politician.
Ridiculous. I need a break. I need a break, Bob.
Hey, you on fire
after
today.
This one. Jeez, get me all heated on this one.
Should we break out the 1040 liquor cabinet yet?
Might need to.
We should.
We'll be back at the WYSL radio station here. 346-3000 is the number to call in to talk to myself, the Jose P.O. Lavelle Lewis, the two Bobbies here. behind the scenes. We'll be right back with the Politically Correcting Radio Show. No further.
Don't you know that after my love, you'll never need another? Don't you know that? Don't you know that? I don't make no promises I can't keep. And I promised myself that I'd love you forever. How many times must I say that?
Politically Correcting.
All right, we are back. That's another April Fool's joke. What is not an April Fool's joke is Keith on the line. What do you got for us, brother?
All right, politely, I've been listening to you for the last half hour. I'm going to try to sum up by using the phrase powers of influence that are in favor and out of favor. We'll start with the latter. The United States is criticized as having too much power around the world. All of our military bases, foreigners grab their foreheads and say, oh, American influence all over the place, and that would include Israel. Even though it's a small country, it's looked upon as having power beyond its reach and even being hit with the term apartheid insofar as how it treats Palestinians. Now we'll go to powers of influence in favor. You're talking about TikTok. For the unsophisticated, communist China, for many people, seems to have the perfect blend of capitalism and communism. And even a lot of deep state, deep swamp Republicans, like, believe it or not, Republicans like that Chinese example, that Chinese mode of doing things. Again, a perfect combination where you can have capitalism but still state control. And then when you factor in that America still stands for being white Caucasian and with a lot of populations around the world having truly young people like the Palestinians, with this idea of younger thinking, the United States and Israel are out, and countries like China with their vaunted TikTok are very much in. It really is a way of looking at influence and where you, especially a young person, want to find yourself nowadays.
I just want to have countries like United States, Israel, China, Russia be held accountable for what they do by the people. I mean, we're the ones who should have a say in what our country gets ourselves involved in. And with that conflict in Israel and Palestine, it's more of a... I think a lot is being done on the propaganda side for the theological folks, the folks who are attacking this conflict with the Bible in mind, not common sense and what's actually happening on the ground, and the propaganda that the government uses to be able to do what they do to people like the Palestinians and other places in Africa that are just mining cobalt for no reasons out of the with their bare hands. Like, that's more of the focus I think we should be talking about, right?
In closing, I think we can agree that yes, Israel is probably winning the war on the ground, but insofar as true propaganda and PR, public relations, hands down, Hamas, even not just the Palestinians, but Hamas is winning that. And insofar as the African countries, they are cutting their throats because they're allowing that China Silk Road in there. China comes in and takes over their resources and gets these countries around the world, Africa and everywhere, seriously long-term in debt to China. So if you are a country in Africa, by example, why do you want to give up your own freedom when you're just locking it in to yet another, to say it bluntly, slaveholder like China? China is getting a lot of countries around the world locked into long-term debt with the Chinese controlling the domestic policies of these given countries, and I would ask you to look at it upon it that evenly.
Well, real quick, Keith, because you talked about the Palestinians having winning a propaganda war. What do you say to people like Norman Finkelstein, who is a Israeli resident who's standing out, speaking out against Benjamin Netanyahu and the Israeli government. There's a lot of Israelis on the ground, the citizens themselves, that don't support what Benjamin Netanyahu is doing. How is that Palestinian propaganda?
They're going after Netanyahu, but I would think, and I would as a Gentile, that every good self-respecting Jewish person, Israeli or not, would be on the side of Israel for sheer national survival. What any Jewish slash Israeli citizen would think of Netanyahu specifically, think of your country's destiny if true psychopathic killers like Hamas rule the day. Even the most liberal lefty Israeli does not want a repeat of October 7th.
One more thing then, Keith. So why did Benjamin Netanyahu prop up Hamas in 2019?
You'll have to give me specifics on that.
Well, they used Hamas to destabilize the Palestinian government, and this is the fruits of their labor. This is the chickens coming home to roost. Look into that. And I definitely understand where you're coming from as far as what is being told to the people and their thought of protecting their own safety. I think everybody should have that right. Same goes for the Palestinians. So just to shoot through Hamas, just to shoot through citizens to get to Hamas, though, I think that is where the line should be drawn as people, humans. And you, as yourself as a Christian or any other Christian, I think that kind of should elevate your faith in actually looking at both sides when it comes to life and death.
Well, my final thought, remember when Russia invaded Afghanistan? We, the United States, turned around and armed the Afghanistans with all kinds of shoulder weapons to take down those big Russian helicopters, only to have those Afghans turn against us in later years. So if Netanyahu was cutting his own throat, throwing in with Hamas, sometimes, like with a Russian invasion, you work, in this case, with the Afghans, even though they hate our guts, us Americans, you work hand-in-hand with them, the Afghans, to get rid of a common enemy, the Russian invader. How's that for analogy?
Well, there you go. Then there needs to be a level of accountability here, don't you think?
I have concerns about Netanyahu, but I still think for what Israel is facing right now against Hamas, Netanyahu is still Israel's best wartime leader.
But he's the one that made a decision, and he's the one that sounded the alarm, too.
Well, my very final thought, all of the Israeli intelligence services dropped the hat badly so far as letting Hamas, for as long as 2 years, prepare for October 7th. When the war is ended, there are going to be a lot of leadership positions in Israel. The heads will roll, maybe including Netanyahu, for allowing October 7th to get as far along as it did without Israeli intelligence, which everyone acknowledges is the best in the world. Hamas planned upwards of 2 years, the October 7th attack. Shame on the Israeli leaders who allowed that to happen.
There you go.
Thank you. Bye.
I think Keith has crossed over to the PCP side.
He's getting there. He's getting there. Well, let's not forget, you know, I love...
This is after many months of calling you a bigot.
Well, no,
he
called me that. He only called me that once. And
a little clash at the beginning there.
Yes. Like ever times. Since then, Keith has been one of our most consistent callers. And I like the fact that we can all disagree and still carry on a conversation. I think that's what makes Keith special. But to be able to hold Netanyahu feet to the fire, I think that's very important, because we cannot dismiss that these people are politicians. They lack the accountability. And Netanyahu has been saber rattling this Middle East fight for years. Pre 9/11, he warned us about 9/11. He warned us about Iran. He warned us about every single country within that region that miraculously we've all have conflicts or some sort of situation going on with them, from Syria, from Iran to Palestine. And he's just this god of some sort that just knows all before it happens. Very, very weird, in my opinion.
Yeah, and if we really cared about people's civil rights and being a democratic society, we would have taken out Barbecue, the Haiti gang leader,
oh, he's
a long time ago. That's ridiculous that we're still allowing this guy to cook humans.
Roasting biceps
right.
and triceps.
Jeez Louise. We'll be back. 346-3000 is the number to call here at the WYSL radio station. We are the Politically Correcting Boys, Laval Lewis, myself, the Jose Pio, as well as the Bobs.
Something without wanting love bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Quality of life we deserve in truth and freedom, informed by our Constitution, our laws, and traditions, we need to pick the best leaders possible. Recent experience certainly illustrates that. Free and accurate elections are essential if we're going to restore our society and safeguard our rights. New York Citizens Audit is a volunteer, nonpartisan group which has been lobbying for open source audits of the State Board of Elections and reform of the electoral process statewide. Did you know Citizens Audit has uncovered over 1 million felony violations of election law, that in 2020, there were 625,000 more voter registrations than existing voting age citizens in just six New York counties, that there were 338,000 more votes cast than voters who voted. These are just a few shocking examples of the urgent need for reform. You can help. Visit auditny.com and learn the facts, how to volunteer, and make a difference in your community. Again, volunteer, donate, or spread the word. Start at auditny.com. That's auditny.com.
The 2024 Batavia Downs Summer Concert Series has been announced. Come see bands like Smash Mouth, The Bacon Brothers, 38 Special, April Wine, and country music star Clay Walker. There will also be tribute acts paying homage to Fleetwood Mac, Tom Petty, Heart, The Doors, Chicago, and Styx. It's going to be a great summer, all summer long at Batavia Downs. Get more information and tickets today at BataviaConcerts.com. That's BataviaConcerts.com.
If you're looking to market and grow your business, make new business connections, and give back to the community in a meaningful way, consider joining the Greece Regional Chamber of Commerce. We're the largest suburban chamber in Monroe County, and we offer networking, education, marketing, insurance, and advocacy. You do not need to live or work in Greece to join. Our members come from throughout the region. In short, we're better together, and together, we're moving business forward. Visit GreeceChamber.org or call 585-227-7272 to join today.
Politically correcting.
All right, here's a topic that I wasn't able to get into on Wednesday because of time constraints. Data, I was alone. You were, you know, doing your family thing. Laval Lewis, myself, the Jose Pio. We're going to talk about this because this is something that, to me, is seriously scary. There is a global cancer phenomenon, and it's not just in America. The UK, Japan, South Africa, and Australia are among dozens of countries suffering mystery spikes of all different kinds of tumors in young people. Nearly every continent is experiencing an increase in various types of cancer in people under 50 years old, which is particularly problematic.
What was those countries again?
The countries that you know had the highest vaccination rates, the UK, Japan, South Africa, and Australia.
Okay.
It's particularly problematic as the disease tends to be caught in later stages in this population because most doctors aren't trained to look for it in young people. So we're getting people under 50 years old who are getting cancers so quickly that are spiking so fast, and doctors are not even seeing it until it's too late. The disparities of rates and types of disease are puzzling scientists and have prompted some to kick off multiple decade research projects that will involve hundreds of thousands of people from around the world. This, again, I understand what people are going to say. You know, this doesn't mean that it's the vaccine. This doesn't mean that it has anything to do with it. It could be a million other things. It certainly could. It could certainly be the food that we're eating, the packaged crap that we're eating, the amount of junk that we're putting into our food. Trust me, I get that it could be multiple different things. But a lot of the things that we did say in the first year of the vaccine rollout, with the VAERS reports coming out with the multiple different irregularities that were coming out, and many people saying that we're going to see an increase in quite a few different things. Now we're seeing it. So to me personally, I hate to say, well, damn, we said something was good. We told you so. Like, we told you this was going to happen. We told you there was going to be irregularities. We told you that people's healths were going to deteriorate. Everybody's freaking sick. Everybody's been sick longer. Everybody's saying, oh, it's probably just long COVID. No, it's probably not just long COVID. They're saying, oh, it's maybe because you were out in the sun too long, because they said that's going to increase your risk of heart attack by 92%. No, that's not it either. I truly think we are finally seeing all of the different things that many of us who are into, you know, tinfoil hat land have been saying. That take a look at the VAERS report. You're seeing a giant increase in what's going on for people who are getting jabbed up. We should probably just take a look at this. I'm not saying it's a cause of it. Maybe not be the causation, but there is certainly correlation there, and there should be a discussion had about it.
How can we, though, when we're not the ones that's paying for this, the ability to just treat us all as projects? Obama did a speech. He said the COVID vaccine was the biggest medical research project in world history. And this is one that you were forced to do. I don't know how many people are familiar with how medical research projects are done, but you are told that there is a study, and you come into the study, you sign away a waiver. Right. So if something happens to you, you are giving them your consent. This one was forced upon everyone. Right. So just talking about COVID. But how can we stand up to the people who are the ones that are paying so much money to run these studies?
Yeah, I don't trust anything at this point, because remember when people were coming out saying we need to take a look at the VAERS report, just keep an eye on the numbers. They were silenced. They were discriminated against. Their freaking medical licenses were taken away. We're talking about people who stood up, who were recording at the hospital, talking to their fellow workers about how they're seeing some adverse effects of the vaccines. And the coworkers are saying, yeah, I'm seeing it too. And they're saying, well, aren't we supposed to be reporting this? They're like, oh, you know, they'll take care of it. Don't worry about it. We're seeing that. Not only that, people who are dying, right? They're doing autopsies on these people. And you take a look at the crap that's coming out of their freaking arteries because they have to do the embalming, right? They're taking what looks like freaking worms out of their arteries.
It's like linguine.
Right. And I've talked to people in that arena as well. And they said, I've certainly seen it, but I know I can't say anything about it.
Yeah, the heart issue, that's a problem. But you know, there's levels to this, right? I think it's less about the vaccine. I think it speaks more to, if you go ahead and Google search or whatever search engine you want to use, and just look into the overpopulation debate and see how many super wealthy individuals, leaders, CEOs, how many people believe that this world is overpopulated and we need to find a way to bring that number down? Eugenics is...
And how did Bill Gates say he was going to decrease it by 10%?
With vaccinations and...
That's what he said, wasn't us.
And on his TED Talk, the famous TED Talk that he gave, where he kind of just slipped in and say, we can reduce the population at least, you know, 60 to 70,000 per year. Like, I mean, I think that number is probably higher, what he said. But that's we're not talking about that. We're talking about it's too late once the vaccine hits your body. It's too late once we find out that they are removing certain chemicals out of food in the UK, but they're still in our food in the US.
Well, not only that, people, this was a topic of conversation at the night out as well, because there was one young lady who was vaccinated, and the people around me, I mean...
You was talking about when you were at the Legitimate Choir?
Yeah, Legitimate Choir event.
Gotta remind me.
Because I was in a kickball league, and they then required vaccination status. And I said, I'm not doing it.
Who did? The league?
The league. Yeah, the kickball league.
The Rochester Kickball League?
The gay kickball league.
Oh, wait. It's well, there's a gay kickball
there's
league?
There's a gay kickball league.
Yeah. It's news to me.
And they required a vaccine status. First of all, I'm not gay, but I was asked to play on it because I'm a plus. They say I'm the plus in legitimacy plus. I said, I don't know what that means, but I'm going to go with it because yeah. I'm accepted by them. As much – see, this is the thing. It's the weird legitimate quad, I think that we're attacking them.
Yeah.
The normal legitimate quad who just say, I just want to live my life. They see our conversations. Trust me, I've had a conversation with them. And they're all like, yeah, you make total sense. I'm tired of it too. This is just stupid. But, you know, it is what it is. That's what they say. Like, I can't say anything mm-hmm. about it. I can't do anything about it. Whatever. Just, you know, they're crazies. I'm like, yeah, but you're allowing the crazies to overtake your entire group. And so when the kickball league said, you need to have vaccine, I said, I'm not playing. I'm not getting freaking vaccinated to play kickball. And they said, well, just get the fake card. Just get the fake vaccine card. And I said, I'm not even willing to play into their game of this vaccine stat. I don't even want people to even think that I'm vaccinated.
Yeah.
But there was the young lady who got vaccinated, and she's fully vaxxed. And I know somebody else that said, oh, I only got the first one. I didn't get any of the boosters. And I said, that doesn't matter. The other boosters didn't matter. It only you already got it in your system. Like, look at what the information, what the data tells you, what the introductory one got into your system.
Now, it's mRNA. It changes your DNA.
Yeah.
Allegedly. So with the top those countries, UK, Japan, Australia, South Africa, and US, their vaccination rates, UK is 92% vaccinated. Australia is 95%. South Africa 64%. United States is 81%. And Japan is 78%. They are the highest rated vaccine.
I just saw somewhere Australia just sent something out that if anybody had any type of adverse reaction to the vaccine, mm-hmm. they could sue. Like they're trying to retract the crazy stuff that they were doing over there.
Remember Australia
was bugging.
They're not allowed to have guns anymore. They took away people's rights to have guns. And then during COVID, they put them in freaking sheds.
Bro, what are you going to do with a crazy kangaroo come trying to kick you in your head? What are you going to do?
I can't shoot the crazy kangaroo? One reason why I will never visit Australia. Kangaroos are weird.
They are crazy.
You ever seen like the brolic ones that be fighting people?
I don't want with no kangaroos, man.
Not at all. Not at all. Australia is not on my list of countries to visit.
But how U.S. 81%? That's 81%. Pretty high.
That's 81% of people who got the first jab. And then the number, once you look at who got boosted up, mm-hmm. number drops down pretty significantly. I think it goes down like 64%.
Yeah, I find myself very unique just to kind of be close to
a lot of stuff
that was going on. You know, my kid's mom, when she was working, she is a project manager for medical research, and just learning from her how hard it is for something to come, you know, not just from the trial period, but out accessible. It takes years.
And Trump is still running on this. And this is why I say Trump won't change anything.
He has to be held accountable to
that.
He's
the medical squamp, in my opinion.
But he didn't force it, though.
Fine, whatever.
He did force it on you. Hochul did.
That is yet another wonderful politically correcting episode for you to share with your friends here at the WYSL radio station. We appreciate you all. I see all the comments on there. We'll get to you guys in a minute on our Facebook page. Please join our Facebook page, our Instagram page, and join in on the conversations as well. We will see you again on Wednesday, 1 p.m.